Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
We're about to play this game that Shu came up with, which is called LB on LB. So we're going to give away some Bruins tickets for the playoffs at TD Garden tomorrow night. It's game one of the Bruins playoffs presented by Beth Israel Lahey Health. And the Bruins take on Toronto in their pursuit of Lord Stanley's Cup. Puck drops at 7 tomorrow night. Tickets for the first round are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. I believe you called the Bruins in six, LB.
Indeed. Has
that changed at all? Your opinion has not changed.
Nope. Right. They will win both games at home. Thursday, Saturday.
All right. The way this game works is we believe that it is quite possible that you remember more about yesterday than LB does. Also about LB's Bruins career and hockey career than he does. So if you can beat LB in LB on LB, then you are going to qualify to win the tickets. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
How are you, man? Where are you calling from?
Millbury, Mass.
All right. What do you do, Aaron?
I'm a maintenance guy at a detox center.
All right. The first question this morning, I'm going to make it multiple choice. So you just have to, if you can remember more about LB's career than he can remember, which is highly likely, then you're going to qualify to win these tickets, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. First question. How many Bud Lights did LB have yesterday? 14, 18, or 20? No, that's not the. That is not the.
It was a sponsored gig,
that's
sir.
That's not the first question. Yeah. I should ask how many shots you had yesterday.
Well, it's the listeners.
Oh, the listeners were making you do those shots?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say this. I'm getting smarter in my old age. Uh-huh. There were a lot of shots left all around.
I saw you kill. I saw you kill at least two of them. You did one with Baz. It really put our friend Baz over the edge there when you did.
Oh, did that take a lot?
Yeah. All right. Here's the real question, Aaron. Which NHL season did LB rack up the most penalty minutes?
Let's see.
And don't say 1924, 1925.
And don't be Googling it. What's your answer? What's your answer?
I'd have to say 1997.
You understand I retired in 1995, 96.
LB. Yeah. Which season did you rack up the most penalty minutes?
I want to say it was the first year that we went to the Stanley Cup Finals. 87-88. I think he had 235.
It was 87-88.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. You actually remember that.
Wow.
Actually, Jay Miller and I led the NHL in fighting majors that year.
Okay. Huh. All right. Let's see. This is Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you, Rachel?
What's going on? Doing well on this rainy, snowy, weird morning.
I know. It's supposed to be nice today. It's supposed to be sunny and 50 later on, but
yeah, the sun's trying. But.
You know what is so typical of Massolia is that Saturday it's going to be sunny and 71, and then for the marathon it's going to be rainy and 45.
But runners don't the runners like
it? They
that?
Like it. Yeah, we don't like it. The spectators, the eaters and the drinkers. We like it to be sunny and in the 70s. But
yeah, right.
What do you do, Rachel?
I work for a bank.
Okay. How many goals did LB get in that 1987-88 season? I'm going to make this multiple choice, okay?
All right.
A, 10 goals, B, 14 goals, or C, 26 goals in the 87-88 season?
26.
I'm going to go A, 10.
You're going to go what?
10.
Okay. Let's go to LB on LB. LB, how many goals do you think you got in that 87-88 season?
Rach nailed it. I had 10 goals, 14 assists for 24 points.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
It could be.
Or was that the year I went no goals, two assists?
No, you got 10 goals. Huh? That is correct. Rachel, hang on. Rachel,
you know, did you get paid for that today?
Rachel has qualified. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Cud.
What's going on? Dust. What's up?
Woo, Bruins.
What year was LB named to Team Canada? A, 1984, B, 1985, or C, 1982?
I'm going to say the year I was born, 1984.
1984. LB, what year were you named to Team Canada?
Oh, gosh. I got to go there, hell, man.
84, 85, or 82?
I did hit the hot blonde waitress at the Esso restaurant in Sweden that year.
Ah. She's now 90. Yeah. But go ahead, yes.
She did have hairy legs. Uh-huh. I want to say 84.
84 is correct. You both are correct.
Wow.
LB, reasonably coherent today.
I'd say borderline laser show.
The worst part about the whole thing is everybody on, you know, that played with me on that team went on to be superstars and make millions and millions of dollars.
But now you don't have to work a day in your life. Yeah. I mean, isn't that preferable?
Right. Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tom, where are you from?
Lunenburg.
Okay. Lunenburg. True or false? LB racked up 385 penalty minutes in his 3 years with the Regina Pats.
False.
False. LB?
It's true. False.
It's false?
Yes.
It is false. Congratulations, Tom. You have qualified to win the tickets. What's the answer? Do you know?
Oh, I have 250 a couple of years, or something. I would say 400 and whatever, in the 400s.
In the 400s, it was 476 penalty minutes that you racked up in 3 years.
And I was a 30-goal scorer kid.
With the Regina Pats. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good, man. How are you?
What's your prediction on this first round of the playoffs for the Bees?
I'm going to say six, like LB.
Like six? Okay.
Yeah.
In the 1985-86 season, LB had his lowest penalty minutes during the time that he played with the Bruins. Was it A, 9, B, 15, or C, 42?
I'm going to go with A, 9.
A, 9.
Not a chance, LB? Kid. I'm way better than that. It's 42.
It's 42? This guy, Steve, actually is better. He does remember more about your career than you do. He is correct.
I love you, LB.
Yeah, no, way to work, kid. Yeah, you know what? I think that was the year I broke my wrist. I only played two games, though.
Yeah, it was 9. It was only 9 minutes. That was due to an injury? Is that the thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I had multiple fracture. I had major surgery, missed the whole year.
Would you, like, break it shotgunning a beer mid-second, between the second and third period?
On the bench?
Hey, Kayla.
Yep.
How are you, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you do?
I sell auto parts online.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, let me just see here, Kayla. I'll find a question that I didn't ask yet. We talked earlier about the 87-88 season when LB racked up the most penalty minutes. I don't think he said how many penalty minutes that was, did you? I don't think you did. Kayla, was that A, 236 penalty minutes, B, 289 penalty minutes, or C, 321 penalty minutes?
I'll go with, let's say B.
B, 289 penalty minutes?
Yeah.
LB, how many penalty minutes do you think you had in that 87-88 season?
What was it? What was the first one?
The first one was 236.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Kayla is correct. Kayla remembers yeah. more about your career than you remember about your career.
Love you, LB.
Kayla, hang
I
on.
Love you.
All right, Kayla, you have qualified. All right, so we are going to randomly select one of the qualifiers, and they will receive those Bruins playoff tickets for tomorrow night at the Boston Garden.
That's awesome.
Game one, 7 o'clock start. And of course, we get Jack and Brick for this one, this series, thank goodness, before it moves to the network. Or maybe it's this after the second series that it moves over to the network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.